This is America Weekend, and I'm Mike Bennett. Internationally known 3D pop artist Charles Fazzino has been creating unique, one-of-a-kind art for over 30 years. Fazzino is synonymous with bright, whimsical, and wonderfully detailed pieces. I caught up with Charles Fazzino as he was helping young patients at a children's hospital color in one of his rainforest creations. He even let me add color to a leaf, although he did say that he would fix it after I left. Is his work memorable because it is so different? That was the question for Charles.
I think so. People really identify with it, and when they see it, they always remember it. This week, we're actually going to Dubai. We're doing an exhibit there. So it's actually a new market for me, and it's going to be very interesting to see how the people in that area of the world, you know, receive my artwork.
Well, describe it for people who are uninitiated. What does Charles Fazzino art mean?
My artwork means happiness and color. I've always loved color as a kid. When you look at my artwork, especially for a viewer who's never seen it, it's like a pop-out book. So pieces of my artwork actually stick off the canvas or stick off the paper in 3D. So they're cut out like a paper doll, very, very intricate, very, very detailed, and very, very colorful. So it's something that when you see it, you always remember it because it's very different from ordinary artwork that you see maybe in museums or galleries.
And I know you have a tremendous story about how this all came to be. You basically stopped into a little class, right?
I did many years ago back in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, walked into an arts and crafts store. And this is actually like decoupage or paper tolling. But I was the first to use this process as an art form rather than a craft. So it's cutting out paper, using origami folding, cutting, gluing, pasting, and I layer them like a lasagna, so they're in layers of 3D, and they really give an illusion of being something. When you look at, for instance, one of my pieces on New York or London, they have layers of color, and they look like they're three-dimensional.
But you're not just restricted to canvas and 3D. You do posters and football helmets, and you do the posters for the All-Star game and the Super Bowl, so you really do it all.
The artwork really translates very well to different media, so I loved working in sculpture, decorating guitars, for instance, for the Grammy Awards, all 3D cut out and very, very colorful. So when you see the artwork, you always remember it. It's something that is different from many other people's work, and I think that's why people really identify with it, because it's different. I think as an artist, you always have to do something that's different and that you can remember.
I know you're a modest guy, but you have a lot of famous people who are Charles Fazzino collectors, don't you?
Yes, it's quite amazing. Over the years, we just actually have a piece that Alicia Keys and her husband are interested in. And through the years, many, many people and famous people have collected the work. Now, I haven't met them all. It's usually they buy through art galleries or art dealers. But it's been very interesting to have so many famous people collecting the work, from baseball players, football players, and musicians and celebrities.
Well, I know Justin Tuck, formerly of the Giants, the defensive captain, now with Oakland, he was is a big Charles Fazzino collector, so I'm sure you met him.
He is, and Justin is a really great guy, and we've done quite a few projects together in New York, and he's been a real advocate for my artwork. He loves it, and his home is covered in it, I understand.
And your artwork features a lot of things in the air: dirigibles, balloons, shooting stars, planes. You have a fascination with the atmosphere?
I actually don't. I have a fear of heights, so I think I get that out in my artwork. So I put a lot of things with flying in the air. It gives great balance to the artwork because my artwork is so detailed and full of details that it sort of complements the artwork to have things in the sky, things that I'm afraid of.
Yeah, because you have a lot of people and cars and faces in the crowd on the ground, so I guess you have to do something to fill up the space above.
Correct. It's sort of an artistic balance to some of my artwork because there's so much detail and design elements to the the cityscapes that it needs a little bit of balance.
I've been lucky enough to take the tour of your studio, and I know that you have lots of artisans working nearly around the clock producing this artwork once you give them the outline. You've even had to come up with a special glue, right? It's made just for you?
Yes, it's a type of glue that allows the paper to stick to the different types of materials that I use. And it's been very important to use these type of materials, that the artwork has longevity. I want it that 200 years from today, the artwork is still in 3D and still looks as good as it does today.
And where can people find out about you? I know you have a great website with lots of photos and interesting events and upcoming things that you're going to be doing in the community.
Well, I'm located here in New York City, but right outside New York City. But my website is Fizzino.com, and on the website you can see where my work is available around the world and also get a glimpse into seeing what the imagery looks like on my website, even though it's really hard to see the three-dimensional aspect of it.
Yeah, you have to see a Fizzino in person.
You do.
I don't have any of the big, really expensive pieces, but what I have is terrific, and I really admire your ability to create.
Great. Thank you so much.
Pop artist Charles Fizzino. I'm Mike Bennett, and this is America Weekend.